Okay.
Good morning. This is Bonita, and I am in New Jersey, and this is Miracle Making Monday. We're going to go forth and open this call up in prayer, and then we're going to hear from our host, and then we're going to hear a message that God has for us this morning. Father God, thank you so much for this day, the miracle that you gave us this day of just waking up this morning and able to get on this call. Father, we just pray that we, as we move forth in this day, we identify the miracles that you have placed before us, everything, the ability to move our arms, limbs, the ability to hear and see. Father God, we thank you for these miracles. We don't take them lightly. We appreciate seed in both the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, to start this call almost 10 years ago. Father God, we thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the message that's going to come forth this morning. Father, we appreciate each and everything that you are doing for us. We ask you to continue to just guide us, Father. Keep us. In these things, we pray in our brother's name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
I can. You said I was going in and out. I apologize. I didn't know.
Oh, I can
Thank
hear you clearly. Okay, God
Thank
bless
you, sister.
You.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Be safe there in New Jersey.
Praise yes, God. Ma'am.
Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you also for that, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and then giving us that tag, Miracle Making Monday. I love it because I love to see God do miracles. Yes, yes, yes. He is a miracle working God. And good morning, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Bonita, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so excited that you've joined us. And let me just share briefly a little bit about what this call is all about if this is your first time. I started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. Yes, we do. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages from 2010 have been archived there. And so you got a buffet of word right there. And then you can also see the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, okay, yes, 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 I feel the call on me. You want to be a part of this ministry. Come on, join us. Be a part. Be blessed by the Lord. Be used by God. You could be a greeter, as Minister Bonita did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. You can even give us a word from the Lord that God has given you. Come and be blessed and be a blessing. We are so happy that God has chosen us to come and be a blessing. And I tell you, you will get blessed in the midst. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International that was established well over 29 years ago by the Diaz-De Leon family, and now we are Artists Life. where we have the greatest products on this side of heaven. Yes, we do. Where you become healthier and as well as wealthier. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share the great information with you. Now, we do have the New Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And you'll hear vital information on the benefits of our artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, many of you may have Metro PCS or a booster or something like that where you are unable to call in without being charged. Well, we have a bypass number. That is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And let me share with you that today is Inspirational Monday on the Morning Motivational Call, where our very own Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas, will deliver the word. Now, I'm going to get out of the way. Oh, yeah, let me briefly tell you, we are excited. Yes, we are. The end of this month, we got March 29th through the 31st. We will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we will have our Extravaganza 2019. You want to be in a place. It is not too late to get your tickets. Tickets are $59 on site. That is extravaganza.artistlife.com. That's extravaganza.artistlife.com. They're $59 now. They'll be $69 at the door. You want to be in the place, and we definitely want to see your face there. It will be a family reunion, so come and be a part of that awesome extravaganza. And we would definitely have service on that Sunday morning where our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will deliver the word. You want to be in the place. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way and introduce our speaker of the hour. We are so thankful that this woman of God is no stranger to the Master's Call. Why? Because she is one of our co-founders. We are so thankful to God that she said yes to the Master and been going forth in the Lord. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She has gotten her degrees in Master of Divinity in psychology. She has been an army chaplain all over the world. She served in Germany, Saudi Arabia, Georgia, Hawaii, so many places, and God has used her. She has the boldness of the Lord to stand firm on his word, to speak his word, to proclaim his word. She has been blessed with a husband of 35 years who went home to be with the Lord, and then was blessed with two children, Elijah Jr. and Davola, and five grandchildren. And then God turned around and blessed her some more, gave her a handsome husband in that of Brother Lester Patton. We're so thankful that he has been a blessing to the TMC family along with his wife. And now I am introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our Dr. Dimples, as well our super fantastic lady. Are you there, Dr. Patton?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. God bless you.
Mississippi Queen and our prayer general, I love, love, love you, Minister Brenda. I am so thankful for your introduction and you bringing us on this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so, so thankful also for Minister Bonita. Miracle working, miracle making Monday. Yes, yes, yes. God is the God who does just that. He can give us the miracles that we never expected to come forward, even though we've been praying, right? I am also thankful this morning to have each and every one of you in our praise and our opening prayer and praise in the mornings with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale and Minister Sharon. I tell you, I know that the power that exists in this call, throughout the call, is because they start the call with prayer and fasting. So with praise and prayer, and we are so thankful for you all for that. We thank you so much. I thank God this morning for Dr. Vanessa, and I can't say enough about her commitment to God and the ministries that's associated with the children of God. She really, really does not attach herself to folk who ain't even trying to live for the Lord. She associates and works diligently with those who, who's working with this business, who's working to fulfill the call of God upon their lives. I thank God for her today. I also thank God today for my, yes, tall, dark, handsome, but most of all, loving, supportive man of God, my husband. I thank God for him today. Listen, you all, this week has been very powerful on the one hand, and just, oh, we just really had a wonderful, wonderful time with our church family on Saturday night. We went to a play, about 25 of us, and it was absolutely magnificent. Nobody heard my cry. It was just a really good play. And then on yesterday, I tell you, about four members of our church were attacked by Satan. I tell you, it was nothing more than that. A terrible virus. And we knew it was not the food that we ate at the play or anything like that, because all of us didn't get sick, you know. And so it just really has given Pastor and I a real, okay, come on here, Lord, come and talk to us and help us to understand where we are and what is going on. So I come this morning talking to you from an experience that I'm having right now, and what the Word says about it. And a lot of the time I hear Dr. Vanessa says, and pray against the backlash that comes from prayer and fasting, the backlash of that Satan would come to steal your joy, to kill you out for real. He doesn't like us. He comes to, just destroy us. But we need to know that we are more than conquerors, glory to God, because of God and because of who he is in our lives. You all, I am so thankful, so, so very thankful that the Lord saw fit to save me and give me a mind to live for him. And I say, yes, Lord. And the song of our patriarch, Bishop Mason, yes, Lord, is my cry every day. Yes, Lord, yes to your will, and I would like for it to be yours as well. Yes, Lord. Listen to me. January 2019 has come and gone. February 2019 has come and gone. The 40-day fast, annual fast for TMC, has come and gone. This morning I realized, I mean, you all, I'm thinking that it's 2nd or 3rd of March, and, it felt like March 1st, and then something just happened, I don't know, and I woke up, and here we are, it's 4 days already gone in March, already gone. It seems that March has rushed in here, and 3 days are already gone, and today I'm asking all of us to just stop. Stop. It feels like we are just rushing through. Time is rushing on by, and we are all up on our high horses, riding and flying. But I ask you to stop. Stop and evaluate your start of this year of 2019. Stop
and start. Stop and start. As I stopped and thought, God, what have I accomplished in 2019? Only you can truly answer that question for yourself. God, what have you truly done for me lately? Wow, he woke me up this morning with the mind stayed on Jesus. Huh? Glory to God. He woke me up this morning working for him. He woke me up this morning recognizing how important it is for us to look at the pattern that he left for us to follow. It's important for us to stop, hallelujah, and evaluate the meaning of prayer and fasting in our lives. How has it affected my goals? How has it affected the things that he has called me to do up to this point? Not to just rush on through, but to stop. Not stay here. Stop, stand, evaluate, and start again. That's what life should be about for us as Christians. For us who are living for the Lord. For us to stop and evaluate the breakthroughs. That's what we are going to continue talking about in our prayer and fasting. We are talking about the breakthroughs in life. That I'm looking at the breakthroughs. That's what I'm thanking God for. The breakthroughs that I have made in my life just here in the months of January, February, and the beginning of March. I don't want us to go down to July and reflect on half of the year. I want us to stop today and reflect on what God has done for us so far. How many barriers have you broken through? How many hindrances have you dealt with? How many obstacles? How many roadblocks? How many challenges have come your way? And you said, because of prayer and fasting, I was able to go through. Because of prayer, fasting, and the support of my sisters and my brothers, I'm able to go through, walk through. How many of you can say that I have been freed in a particular area? Freedom is so important. Freedom from bondage. Freedom to live in liberty and understand what that means. I can truly say, as tears are welling up in my eyes, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus. As Job did in 42:12-13. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginnings. For he now had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. It looks like God had blessed Job because he had gone through. Bless the name of Jesus. He says, I experienced a breakthrough and restoration. What kind of restorations have come in your life? Stop. Evaluate and say, God, I thank you. I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for deliverance. As we look at the woman with the issue of blood, I can truly stop and say, God, I thank you for my healing. Been sick so long,
so tired in my body, so tired in my spirit. But as I evaluated, I stopped, and I looked back over my life. Oh, yeah, I can truly say that I have touched the hem of his garment. As I was coming up my stairs this morning, I said, Lord, look at the energy that you've given me. Lord, I can breathe. Lord, I can absolutely preach. I preached 3 times last weekend. Didn't feel tired in my body, didn't feel tired in my spirit, but felt exhilarated because, ha, glory to God, I knew that I couldn't do it by myself. Reflect, evaluate, haya, what has God done for you from January to right now? God has opened doors. God has opened doors. As I opened this call, I was talking about the praise and worship. You all, there is power in praise. I have seen for myself, glory to God, even though I've experienced it throughout my life, but to experience it all over again, I have seen the power of praise on this call. I bless the name of Jesus. I thank him this morning. As we look at Paul and Silas, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Somebody may have felt like they have been, that they have been just locked up. But for them, the ground shook. The doors have flown open and they are loosed. Loosed, glory to God. Do you feel loose? If so, just praise God because he's a God who opens doors. Stop, evaluate, and then we are going to start again. I want you to stop and think about in the word of God of how God has affected those in the Bible and how he also has affected you in breakthroughs in different areas of your life. For the Israelites, the parting of the Red Sea in Exodus 14, 20 through 31. The three Hebrew boys, as you read Daniel 3, 8 through 18. In Daniel 6, Daniel and the boys in the lion's den in Mark 5, 2 through 15, the man who was possessed, cutting himself. In Luke 17, 12 through 19, the cleansing of the lepers. Only one came back to thank him. That's why I want you to stop and give him thanks for what he's already done. And then we are going to start again and present the things that we want him to do. Raising Lazarus from the dead. And I want you to know that in January, we have prayed for people who looked like they were in the last stages of life. But God has done a thing for us as we have looked at the prayer request for those with brain tumors, breast cancer. But God, stop, evaluate, and think about what it is that God has done for you. Sometimes we could be praying and fasting for a breakthrough in a particular area, and God desires this thing to be used for his glory. And that is why we have to know that we know that we know that we know God is using prayer and fasting for us to live the life of victory. I want us to stop today
as we come back to you in the Mondays to come, we will pick up from where we stopped, continuing to talk about prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting comes to clean out that gooky stuff in your mind, in your spirit, to let you know that God has something good for you and to reveal to you what that goodness is so that you can share it with others. Stop, evaluate, and let's start again so that we can accomplish all that God has in store for us, and not just for us, for us to share with others. Prayer General, will you come back and take us out of here?
Well, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that powerful message this morning, and I definitely will call you back to close us out with the benediction. TMC family, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, because you have given us this opportunity, this right now season, to glorify your name, to honor you in every way, Father. And as we come before you, praising you for being God all by yourself, we glorify you, Father, and honor you in every way. We thank you for this woman of God who have instilled in us your word and reminded us to stop and examine the greatness that you have given us. Examine the greatness that you are, to examine the greatness that you have provided. Examining everything, Father God, that you are doing in this season and in this hour. And Father God, with that, we're lifting up our dear loved ones, Father, who are going through trying times with their health. And Lord God, we are decreeing and declaring that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We lift up Taryn, Nash, Scout, and all the kids at St. Jude, oh God. We thank you for Robin's dad and Kai and Brother Lester and Eric Flanagan and Marilyn Watson and Frank Phillips and Sharon Stowers and Papa Diaz de Leon, Father. We decree and declare that their body is whole and complete in you. And we thank you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it in a mighty way. We thank you for our Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, Mother Blackwell, and all the mothers, Father, who continue to pray and lift this prayer call up. We thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and her husband, Father God. Bless them and keep them in every way. Strengthen them, Lord God. Protect them from all harm and danger. And fill her cup until it overflows, Father God, because she has truly blessed us this morning. We thank you, Father, for all the TMC family, that you strengthen them, that you keep them in perfect peace as all of our minds stay on you. We thank you for artist life and extravaganza. We know that you will bless it in its entirety. We thank you in advance for what you're doing and for the anointing that you placed on the man of God that's going to bring forth the word, Pastor Everett Thomas. And we glorify you that it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this call with someone. And the playback number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, today is Inspirational Monday on the new Morning Motivational Call. And our very own other co-founder, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will deliver the message. And I know she's going to say something about Women's Month. I just know it is in my spirit. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, along with our prayer praise team, Minister Tiffany and Minister Sharon. Thank you so much on this miracle-making Monday. And thank you again, Dr. PK, for that profound message this morning. I'll ask you to come back and close us out with a benediction.
Bless the name of Jesus. And the very God of peace
sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Go out, my friends. Live a super fantastic lifestyle on today. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.